And Kathy Dawes again with Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins. Something I didn't even think to ask you about, but you say you've been getting questions about this, and I could see where it would relate to some of what you do, but hurricane recovery efforts and involvement. And, of course, you have folks that deal with that, right, that you kind of supervise, you're involved with, and maybe just an update on that if you could.
No, right? Absolutely. You know, there's people here in Kansas that have relatives and friends that live down in Florida and Texas, and you know, everybody shares the concern and our prayers are with them. But, you know, they ask about what's the military doing. And, you know, first and foremost, all disaster responses are local. We have great first responders and in the police and the fire and the local communities. And then we have our FEMA, our Federal Emergency Management Agency, that, of course, augments and gets in position and provides that support as well. But we also have a Department of Defense entity here that supports the homeland and prepares and trains for these types of emergencies, particularly with hurricanes and tornadoes and flooding. And so I was blessed to be a part of an organization called Fifth Army. I commanded it down at Fort Sam Houston, Texas. And they have been working very hard to support the residents of Texas that were impacted by the hurricane, especially on Port Aransas and Rockport and Corpus Christi and then Houston. And so they're still down there working very hard to help those individuals in the form of providing commodities and supplies. You know, a lot of people think that once the hurricane hits and then moves on, that that's it. Really, that's when the hard work starts. And so now as people are bracing for Irma coming up onto Florida, which is a very dangerous hurricane with the current path that you take a look at. You know, I'm sure the military and our Army, both the National Guard, who does a significant amount of the heavy lifting from across the nation. They have emergency management compacts that basically National Guards from all across the United States that have certain capabilities will go to that state and they'll fall in on that National Guard. They'll work hand in hand, and then what they cannot support in the form of mostly like helicopter lift, the active component Army, Fort Hood, Texas, for example, in Texas, in Georgia, those helicopters will fly down and provide support as well.
And I appreciate you mentioning certain capabilities, because when you have a disaster like this, so many people want to help. And they're well-meaning and that kind of thing. I don't know how much of an issue it is when someone just loads up their boat and goes down to try to help. There's a lot involved, and you need to really know certain safety skills and right there. I mean, sure, when it comes to trying to save people, you don't want to get in trouble yourself.
Right. You don't want to be the potential rescuer becoming the rescuee. That's critical. There are places where you can connect with and organizations you can connect to that tell you what things they need. That's very beneficial. You can go on a lot of these websites. FEMA has a great one that tells you what they're looking for in terms of support. And I'll tell you, one of the big things right now down in Florida, of course, is fuel. You know, a lot of people, they give the evacuate order, and then they run out of gas at the gas pumps. So, you know, for example, we had a hurricane situation where similarly that happened in we actually provided it Superstorm Sandy. A lot of you remember that up in New York and New Jersey. And we actually provided fuel trucks, 2,500-gallon Hemets, for fuel to help those that were trying to evacuate the area.
There's a lot of coordination involved. And you mentioned something very key is it'll be going on for a long time after that hurricane is long gone. And how long does a recovery process like that take?
Well, Katrina, for example, when I walked in the door at Fifth Army, Katrina had taken place about 5 years earlier. And we still had individuals that were working on the recovery efforts as far as reimbursement and providing monies and then the building back up. Some of it, the recovery is still happening today for some of those individuals. I mean, it's unfortunate, but when you have water in your house, when the water recedes, the devastation and the mold and other things that take place, you have to take those houses down to the studs.
Well, there's just so much involved, and it's good to hear again about the military involvement and some of those different things. I think we hear all too often about some of the other groups that are part of it, and they're all crucial. Who fundamentally coordinates all this, though?
Well, it would be the Federal Emergency Management Agency, normally the director, the administrator. He takes it all. We practice this over and over. There's levels, And from the Department of Defense, coordinating all the Title 10, the active component and the National Guard coordination is a defense coordinating officer. And we have one right here in Kansas. And there are 10 of them. They're colonels. They have a small cell of 11 to 12 individuals that sit and work with FEMA and close with other agencies, local and state, and they make sure that they identify the gaps and shortfalls that the states have and the local communities have, and that we fill the right type of capability to augment their capabilities.
Now, this Fifth Army you keep talking about, you have to be military to be part of that then, I presume?
Yeah, they're all military. Mm-hmm. They're active. It's an active duty. But we do have some reserve component, both reserve and National Guard, that are part of the organization as well. And they are defense support to civil authorities, DISCA mission. And so a lot of people don't know that the Army is sitting there prepared to support the homeland. And we do that daily. So this is not something that just happens. This is something that is prepared, we train for, and when we respond, we take great pride in the fact that we're responding to our neighbors, our moms and dads, our grandmoms and grandfathers, right here in the United States.
Well, with all your expertise in working some of these emergencies, suggestions for folks out there, what are some of the mistakes people make, or just some ideas how we, if we're not part of the Fifth Army, how can we help just as the average citizen?
Sure. I tell you what, water and food supplies to last 3 to 5 days. Normally, where people need the help is when you have the hurricane hit or the disaster happen, it takes a little while for responders to get to you. So if you don't have water and you don't have food or blankets and you're not prepared to kind of sustain yourselves for 3 to 5 days, I would recommend they do that. I also recommend that they get a radio that is battery-powered or hand-crank-powered so they can get the latest on what is going on with emergency efforts in their area. And then I would also get you, as far as the hurricane's concerned, they have little radios that are specifically designed to push out the weather alerts and tell you when you've got water surging, when a dike is breaking in your area, or in a tornadic activity is in your area as well.
People, realize how quickly things can change.
Oh, no, absolutely.
And I know we've had a little bit of flooding in our area, in times past. Well, actually, quite a bit in certain times past. And even the ice storm that we had some years ago, as you say, that radio is pretty crucial. I remember a lot of folks telling us that was their source of information there for quite some time. So.
Sure. And the other thing, people think because the weather is not necessarily in their particular locale, that it won't affect them, and that's not true. That flash flooding that happens when water runs like sheets, you can have a situation in low-lying areas and with creeks and rivers that can impact you significantly.
Well, anything else? We only have a couple minutes left. I don't know. It looks like a call coming in. Not sure it's for us, but anything else you're kind of wanting to highlight today,
No,
Perry?
I just appreciate the opportunity once again to be able to talk about the military here in Kansas and really appreciate what the communities do.
Let's take that quick call. Only have a few minutes left. Go ahead, please.
I just want to say that the speaker today has been outstanding and very informative, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Very nice to hear. And I know there's just always so much information. As I said, I hadn't realized how clued in you were on emergency situations like that. And, of course, it's good, again, to mention the military involvement on that. But, as we wrap up today, I guess just back to the workforce, continue to perhaps get involved. Just suggestions for folks that way, too.
Well, I'd like to see employers here in the state of Kansas come forward and be proactive in reaching to your military installations in your locale to recruit soldiers who are separating or retiring. I think some of the anxiety associated with transition for soldiers, we also have it in our employers. We're just citizens. We happen to strap on a uniform, raise our right hand, and swear to defend the nation. But when we go to take off our uniforms, we're citizens. And we want to get integrated back into our community. So I'd like to see that here in Kansas. I think Kansas is a great state to raise your children. I think it's a great place to live. And like I said before, Kansas values are our military values. And I think our military sees that. And so for me, I want to put that perfect marriage together and help our employers out, and more importantly, help our soldiers out.
Well, thanks again for stopping by. A lot of good information, as that caller mentioned today. Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins with us today, and of course, Blueville Nursery at the top of the hour.